A long Stoogie story. Once upon a time.
Can I sit right here?
Come sit here. No, just come sit. Alright, well, what is Stoogie going to get himself into tonight?
He's going to try to get an evil sorcerer.
An evil sorcerer? What does he want with an evil sorcerer?
The sorcerer stole his wallet from the Mac and Cheese Co. and he's trying to get it back.
So when he got to the Mac and Cheese Co., his wallet was gone?
Remember he left his wallet?
I remember, but I guess we never did.
But then the sorcerer went, found his wallet and stole it.
Oh, man, yeah. So what you didn't know about the last story of the Mac and Cheese Co. is that when Stoogie went to get his wallet, when he got there, it was gone. And he said, "Oh my, who could have taken my wallet? What does Stoogie sound like? I think he sounds kind of like this." You got to say Mac and Cheese to get into Stoogie voice. Ooh, I want me some of that mac and cheese. All right, so Stoogie got there, and his wallet was gone, and he went to the manager of the Mac and Cheese Co., and he said, "Have you seen my wallet? I swear I left it right here." And the manager said, "Well, we have these newfangled, fancy-dancy, dancing computer cameras that take pictures all over the place. They probably saw who took your wallet." So Stoogie went to this big screen, and the screen would show him anything that those dancy fancy robots had seen. And so if he said anything at all, it would show him video of that thing. So he said, "Show me what's going on in the top of the Naked Palace." And there on the screen were a bunch of naked bus drivers dancing around a mailman. And Stoogie said, "Oh my gosh, I don't like this channel." And he said, "Show me what's happening at the bottom of the sea." And the TV changed, and there was a bunch of orca seals and whales dancing around a mailman at the bottom of the ocean. Said, "I don't like this show." And they changed it. And he said, "Okay, show me who took my wallet." And there on the screen, you could see the wallet sitting on a table all by itself with steaming bowls of hot, gooey mac and cheese all around it. And then a hand came in with long purple fingernails and a giant gemstone ring, grabbed the wallet and took it. And Stoogie said, "What the heck? It was a hand! I knew it was a hand! Curse you, hand!" And so Stoogie said, "I will wage war on all hands until I find the one that stole my wallet." And the mac and cheese manager said, "Well, that wasn't just any hand. I recognize the ring. That was the ring of Colonel Whizbiz, the most evilest wizard in all the land." And Stoogie said, "Colonel Whizbiz? I've heard of that guy. Isn't he the guy who turns a bunch of people into little fuzzy bunnies?" And the manager said, "No, no, no. You're thinking of General Whizkiz. I'm talking about Sergeant Whizbiz. Wait, Colonel Whizbiz." So Stoogie said, "All right, well, where does this Colonel Whizbiz live?"
I'll just do that, okay?
Okay. I'll
take it off.
And the manager said, "Well, every time someone comes into our Mac and Cheese Co., we shoot a dart at the back of their head when they're not looking, and we plant a little chip in them that tracks them all over the world, so we can easily track that wizard." Stoogie said, "Okay, how do I track the wizard?" And the manager said, "Here, with this beaver." And he gave him a beaver, a full, living, live beaver, who had big buck teeth and a flat, webbed tail.
and he had this giant antenna sticking out of his head and a bunch of electrodes put in his brain. The beaver was a thing detector. Anything that had been in that shop that they put the tracking chips in, he was able to track. So Stoogie grabbed the beaver by the tail, and he walked out the door, and he pointed it left, nothing. He pointed it right, nothing. He pointed it up, nothing. He pointed it down, nothing. He pointed it left, and the beaver started gnashing his teeth. And Stoogie said, well, that's something. That's gotta be which way I gotta go. So he put the beaver on a leash and let him walk. The beaver walked until he came to a tree. And then he gnawed the tree down. Until all that was left was a toothpick. And they kept walking, and they came to another tree. The beaver gnawed it down. Until all that was left was a toothpick. They came to another tree, and yeah, well, you know what happened. And Stoogie's like, dang it, I gotta find my wallet, and this stupid beaver just wants to make toothpicks. So, this went on for some time, about 13 years, when Stoogie had a gigantic case of toothpicks. And he took those toothpicks and he traded them for an acorn. And he took the acorn and he traded it for a hand grenade. And he took the hand grenade and he blew up a wheelbarrow. And that wheelbarrow gave him a magic wish. And Stoogie said, I wish this story made sense. And a voice from the cloud said, too bad. And Stoogie said, I guess that's par for the course. My stories never do make much sense. Stoogie put his pants back on and kept running. Oh, I didn't mention that part. So there he was walking through the woods 13 years later, and he still didn't have his wallet. And he was so hungry because he hadn't eaten for 13 years. When he came across a hot dog stand deep in the woods, and behind the desk of that there hot dog stand was a little girl. Her name was Ralph. And Stoogie said, I remember you. You're that little girl what invented all them hot dogs. And Ralph said,
yep. What kind of dog you want, Mac?
He said, my name's not Mac, but I live like a dog. I'd like the longest hot dog you've got. So the girl said,
okay, let me check.
And she went downstairs inside the cart.
That don't make no sense.
All the way to the basement where they kept all the jars of pickles and tickles and stickles. And she opened up a jar of tickles. Everyone got tickled. And she opened up a jar of pickles. A pickle landed right on Hadley's head. And then finally she found the hot dog chamber. And she opened the door and she went inside, and there was the longest hot dog in the world. It was 12 millimeters long. And she said, there it is. The longest hot... No! That's not long enough. So she went to the next case, and she opened it up, and there was the longest hot dog in the world. It was 200 itty-bitty microns. She said, there it is, the biggest hot dog in the... No! Said, wait a minute, why am I doing this? Oh yeah, that funny little fuzzy maybe person guy wanted it. Alright. So she went to the last chamber in the hot dog preservation capsule, and there she unsheathed the Enchiridi dog, the most powerful hot dog in all the land. And she brought it back up the stairs. And she she said, "Here you go, Stoogie. Here is a fearsome weapon for you to use on your quest. The Enkiridi dog." "Now, do you want that with chili?" Stoogie said, "Oh, you know I do." So she took a ladle and she dumped chili all over that Enkiridi dog.
Can I see that?
If you aren't going to listen, I'm not going to tell a story.
Stop! I'm listening.
Oh. So Stoogie's got a beaver and an Enkiridi dog. And he's deep in the woods and he's looking for the wizard that stole his wallet. Although we don't know if it's a wizard yet. We just saw the hand. So Stoogie walked deeper and deeper and deeper into the woods until he came across a little a little college that was full of very tiny people who were getting their GEDs. And he said to them, "Well, hey, little people, what are you doing here in this deep, deep woods college?" And one of them said, "I'm studying math. I'm going to teach my grandma how to sing." And Stoogie said, "That makes no sense." He walked up to another little person and he said, "What are you here for?" He said, "I'm trying to learn all the capitals of the world. I'm going to make my dad toast." And Stoogie said, "That makes no sense." And so he walked up to the front of the classroom and said, "Are you the one teaching them this crazy stuff?" And the teacher said, "I'm just a substitute teacher. My name is Mrs. Poopy Corndog. Welcome to my classroom." And Stoogie said, "Oh my gosh, Mrs. Poopy Corndog, that is the worst name. Why are you teaching these little people all this crazy stuff?" And Mrs. Poopy Corndog said, "Well, you've come to the school for nonsensical newthins." And Stoogie said, "Nonsensical newthins? Well, what's a newthin?" She said, "Oh, newthin." Stoogie slapped his head and he said, "I gotta get out of this place. Mrs. Poopy Corn Dog, how do I get out of here?" And she said, "Well, you cannot leave until you take the test." Stoogie said, "Oh man, I don't want to take no test from no Poopy Corn Dog. How am I going to get out of here?" She said, "Please take a seat and I will give you the test." And so we sat down in a room with all the other kids. Well, I guess they weren't really kids, they were just people. And he got a sheet of paper passed out to him, and the quiz had 5 questions on it. And it said, question 1, how many different flavors are there in the world? Stoogie said, all right, flavors. How many flavors are there? Well, there's chocolate, there's vanilla, there's smelly bean. There's cornflower flake toots. There's snow. There's
ice cream.
Poopy dog pam pams. There's flappy jack wigwams.
Cha cha.
And there's that. So that's how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, 2 million. Yep, there's 2 billion flavors. And he wrote it down on the page. 2 billion. And he looked at the next question. And the next question said, what would you rather be? A big ball of poo or a little ball of stew? Stoogie said, this is the dumbest question I've ever heard. Of course I don't want to be no big ball of poo. Unless... if I'm a big ball of poo, can I roll downhill? And the test said, yes. He said, well, that sounds all right. If I'm a little ball of stew, what does that even mean? Like stew? Like you eat it? Like someone will come and eat me? And the test said, oh. He said, well, I don't want to be no big poo ball. And I don't want to be no little stew ball. So I guess I'll be a magic flying cyclops. In the magic flying cyclops. And then he went on to question number 3. Question number 3 was, what number am I thinking about right now? And Stoogie said, what number is who thinking about? This is the dumbest test. Who are these people? What number? Pineapple! And he drew a pineapple riding a horse.
With a chandelier.
And that was his answer to question number 3. So he read question number 4. Question number 4 said, what? And Stoogie said, what? What? What's the what? What's the what? What is the what that you're what-ing? What? 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 What kind of question is what? What is what? With what is what? And he raised his hand and he said, Mrs. Poopy Corn Dog, what? She said, oh yes, that's question number 4. What? He said, yes, I know that. I can read it right there. It says what? What is the what with the what in the butt? And she said, well, just answer the question. He said, very well. And so he thought long and hard. What's the answer to what? What's the answer to what?
Ansel.
Answer? What answer? And he wrote the word answer. So finally, we got to question number 5. Question number 5 said, a train left a station going south at 33 miles per hour. Another train station 52 miles away had another train that left North Gravy to the west. It went 52 miles per hour before it stopped and exploded. Everyone on board died. What is the answer to fish? And Stoogie's head exploded. And out came all the mac and cheese, and all the rainbows, and all the bones that make up a Stoogie brain. And Mrs. Poopy Corn Dog said, well, there goes another one.
That was even one.
Yes. So the janitor came with a pail and a bucket and a wheelbarrow. And they mopped up all of Stoogie's exploded head goo. They put him in the wheelbarrow and they took him in the back. And the janitor said, well, looks like I got me another one. I'm going to give this one a robot brain. So from his desk, he took out a little package that said, Stoogie brains, do not lick. He opened it up, he took it out, he licked it, and he put it inside Stoogie's head. He closed the lid, he took some little screws, and he went, and he closed Stoogie's head up. And then he plugged Stoogie into the wall, and Stoogie's battery light went boop, 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 bing. And Stoogie's eyes opened. He said, what the hell is going on here? And the janitor said, I was just fixing you. And Stoogie said, thank you, but I don't want to be any kind of crazy robot with screws on my head. Can I just go back to being normal? The janitor said, yes, if you answer this riddle, how? Man, just get out of here, man. Stoogie said, okay, thanks, and he left. And so Stoogie walked deeper into the woods, just like this. Walk, 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 walk. And he walked, walked, walked until he found a sock and a rock. And he put the rock in the sock. And then he took the rock in the sock and he swung it around and he threw it at a moose. And it hit the moose right in the eye. And his eye popped out and fell in a drink. Boonk. And someone drank the drink and the moose said, dang it, I need my eye back. So he went and he got a colorful little candy ball and put it in his eye. And he blinked and all the bunnies said, oh man, that doesn't look good at all. The moose said, oh my gosh, I don't know what's going on today. I guess I'm just going to go back and write my play. And so he wrote the best play in Broadway history. It was called Hamilbones. And it was about a moose who founded America using his butt. He fought the British with his butt. He wrote the Constitution with his butt. He built all the states and the railroads with his butt. And that was Hamilbone. But now where were we? Where was Stoogie? I don't even remember. He was deep in the woods.
With the moose.
With the moose who wrote the play. And Stoogie was walking and walking on his way, and he had his beaver. What does a beaver look like? Show me. That's exactly what a beaver looks like. So the beaver was on the leash, and he walked up a tree, and he ate it. Walked up another tree, and he ate it. And they made it, finally. Finally they made it. To Alaska, which is where they were going. Remember that part?
No.
Anyway, the thing about Alaska is it's really far north and it's very cold. So if you're going to be there, you have to wear pants. And so when Stoogie got there, they said, dude, you can't come in until you put on your pants. So Stoogie put on pants and he came across the border and he found himself a fishing boat. And the fishing boat deep out in the ocean until they found a fish. And Stoogie caught the fish. And the fish was named Gary. And Gary said, I can't breathe. So he threw him back in the water. Stoogie said, this adventure is dumb. And so he went back to land. And he bought a bed and breakfast. He made all the beds and made some soup. And he gave the soup to a little girl who was lost. And she said, this soup is so dumb. And Stoogie said, well, whatever. Get out of here, you dumb little girl. And Stoogie continued on his quest.
To find his wallet.
So where is Stoogie? He's in Alaska for no reason at all. So Stoogie decided that if he was going to find this wizard, the beaver was doing him no good. Because it kept chewing up trees and getting lost and taking him to cottages and schools and all kinds of weird places. So he hired a detective, a private eye, whose name was McDick.
Oh, why did you say McDick?
McDick, because he's a private eye like Dick Tracy, but he's Irish. And he says, "Oi, lads.
It's
2:30. And so McDick went to McDonald's and got a Big Mac and some McNuggets. And McDick came back and he said, I found it. I found your wallet. And he showed Stoogie a chicken McNugget. And Stoogie said, oh, man, that ain't my wallet. Can't you tell? I can't put my money in that there chicken McNugget, McDick. I can't do that. And so he threw the chicken nugget down the street and a bunch of dogs went after it.
Don't.
And the private eye came back and he said, all right, I finally found a fortune teller, gypsy woman, who's going to tell us exactly where your wallet isn't. Stoogie said, don't you mean tell me where my wallet is? And he said, nope, she's going to tell me all the places it isn't. And that way, by process of elimination, we'll know where it is. Stoogie said, well, all right, can't be any dumber than anything else in this stupid story. So they went to the fortune teller, and she said, your wallet is not in the toilet. And he said, okay, and he wrote it on the list. She said,
stop, please stop.
Your wallet is not in the belly of a whale.
Stoogie
said, okay, and he wrote
please
it on
stop.
The list.
Please stop.
What are you saying and to who? You guys are like squirming all over me. Can we just listen?
Please stop, come on.
Hadley, stop. Mother told you to stop. So now they knew two places that his wallet weren't. And the gypsy said, your wallet is not in the pants of a feral muskrat. And the Stoogie said, thanks. And he wrote it on the list. And this went on. And on.
For about 35 years.
The gypsy told him every single place that his wallet wasn't. It wasn't on the roof. It wasn't inside a dog's head. It wasn't inside Miss Biggleworth's tea kettle. It wasn't inside the oven down by the bus station on the side of the tracks. It wasn't here, it wasn't there. And this went on for 4,000 years. Until finally, the gypsy's head fell off. And Stoogie said, well, it's a good thing these stories have no time in them.
Yeah,
because
I
can live for 4,000 years and be fine.
Gypsy.
And so Stoogie crawled out of that gypsy fortune teller's house, only to realize that 4,000 years had passed and the world had changed completely. Human beings no longer inhabited the earth. They had all been wiped out in the great ice cream storm of 2020. And all that was left on the face of the earth were tall, beautiful pieces of broccoli. And they had big googly eyes and little broccoli butts, and they wore shoes. Talked all about the movies. And Stoogie took one look around and said,
why? You're telling me that all that's left in this whole stupid planet is a bunch of broccoli people with butts who talk about movies and wear shoes?
No! No, I say. So Stoogie found all of the pieces of machines he could find, and he plugged them all together, and he made a giant time tunnel. He said, I'm going back in time to before I met that darn gypsy, and we'll get back on track. So he jumped into the time machine, and it took him back to the Wild West.
Oh!
Where he met his dad, Cowboy McGillicuddy Pingwang Skangwich.
Say that one more time.
Can't be done. That's a name you only say once.
Say that one more time.
Nope.
So that guy was on a horse riding. Stoogie said, oh no, I went too far back in time. I didn't mean to go to the Old West. And he jumped back in his time tunnel. And he was flying even farther into the future. And now all the broccoli butt people were gone. But when he looked around, he saw that the entire world was made out of crystal palaces. And there were crystal houses, and crystal teepees,
and
crystal
books.
Igloos. And there was the world's only inhabitant, a girl whose name was Crystal Crastle.
No, it should be Butterfly Crystal McGee Pants.
Butterfly Crystal McGee Pants, also known as KK. And Stoogie said, oh man, I went too far in the future again, and this place is even worse. There's not even any broccoli to look at or butts to spank. I want to get out of here. So he jumped back in that time tunnel, and he went all the way back to prehistoric times. Prehistory. There was no history, Hux. None. He looked around, he said, where's all the history? I don't see any history. Oh, what am I supposed to do without my Abe Lincolns? What am I supposed to do without my George Washingtons? And my Nathan McKinnon's and my Studebaker Jumpin' Jack McGillicuddy Itis Osis. And this went on for some time. Until he
looked. About 500 million years.
500 million years. And then he heard footsteps stomping through the jungle. And he had a cup of marmalade, and it was shaking. He said, oh my gosh, is it the most fearsome predator that's ever walked the earth? Don't pick that, baby. That will give you a scar. If you pick that, that will be on your face for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Leave this alone. Do not pick that scab. That's how it heals. If you pick it, you're going to have a scar. I'm serious. Do not pick that.
Okay.
You're going to have a line on your face. Just leave it alone. And then out of the woods came a 60-foot tall, razor-sharp tooth head in a little blue shirt with a mailbag. And it was the Tyrannosaurus Mailman!
Jinx.
And the mailman said, "Here's a package from your Grammy." And he bit the head off a walrus. And he said, "Here's an envelope from the
future."
The future. And he bit the tail off a donkey. And he said, "Here's some socks from Auntie Lou." And he bit the head off himself.
Wait, what?
And he fell over dead. Stoogie said, "My goodness, this is getting out of hand. I'm going back to my time tunnel.
Yes.
And I'm going to go back to the future."
You're done.
And so he went back to the future.
You're done.
Wait, how can I go inside a movie?
Back to a movie.
Went back to a movie. And this time, the time tunnel took him to the day that he went to the Mac and Cheese Company. And he walked up to the front of the building, and he saw himself going in. And he said, "Oh my gosh, that's me. I remember this day." And he snuck and he looked in the window, and he saw himself coming in and getting his mac and cheese. He was lifting the fork to take a bite, and Stoogie was watching himself from the window. And he took a bite. So good. And Stoogie said, "Oh man, I remember how good that mac and cheese was." And so Stoogie watched as himself ate all the mac and cheese, paid the bill, and walked out the door. But there, sitting on the table, surrounded by a bowl of mac and cheese, was his wallet. Wait.
He runs in and grabs it, then he walks out.
But he said, "Wait a minute. I can't go grab it, because then, in the future, I'm going to go and see the video of someone taking my wallet. If I see it's me, that's going to hurt my head. So I can't do that. I know. I'm going to put on this purple robe and this crazy diamond ring that I found. And that way, when I get my wallet, see? Then I won't know that it was me who got my own wallet. See? And that way, it won't make my head hurt. See? And he went in and he grabbed his wallet, put it in his pocket, and he walked away.
And went back into his time tunnel.
Went back into his time tunnel, and he did everything there is to do, ever. Everything. All of it. He did everything that there is that you could possibly do. He did all of it, because he had a time tunnel. And then he went home.
And
he heated himself up a big plate of lasagna tacos.
Lasagna tacos?
That's his favorite. Wait, no, his favorite is mac and lasagna taco cheese. Don't do that, buddy. And Stoogie got in his little basket, and he pulled the covers up over his head, and he said, "That was a great day. I'm so glad I found my wallet, finally, somehow, in a weird kind of way." And he went to sleep. And that night, he dreamt the best dream he had ever dreamt. He dreamt
that was not even
was
long.
A tiny little Stoogie named Stoogie, who did all kinds of crazy adventures that made absolutely no sense. And it was the best dream, that in the dream he fell asleep. And in his dream he dreamt the most wonderful dream within a dream he's ever dreamt. that he was a little guy named Stoogie. He did all kinds of wonderful things and ran around on dumb adventures that Daddy made. And he ran around until finally he got tired and he laid down. He fell asleep inside his dream, and he had the best dream inside his dream inside his dream he'd ever had. He dreamed that he was a little guy named Stoogie, and he ran around doing all kinds of stuff until he got tired, and he laid down, and he fell asleep inside his dream inside his dream inside his dream, and he had a dream that he was a little guy named Stoogie. He ran around until he fell asleep inside his dream, inside his dream, inside his dream, inside his dream. And that was the best dream inside a dream inside a dream he'd ever dreamt from within another dream. The dream. He's still dreaming. Did you know that you are Stoogie's dream? All of this is just the dream of a Stoogie.
No.
It's true.
It's
true!
That wasn't even a long story.
It wasn't. It felt long to me. We even covered every time thing there ever was to do. How long was it? It was 36 minutes. That's the perfect length of a Stoogie story. All right, 36.